What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Pace Studio here in Midtown Manhattan. It's Monday morning, and we are sitting here with the guys from Coast Modern. We got Luke and Coleman. Thank you so much for coming to Pace and playing for us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you guys got a new record, pretty new. It's out in July. Debut album, a lot of songs on it, and you guys are going to play three of those songs for us today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the first one you're going to do.
First song is called Guru. What's it about?
Guru is about trying to become the best person you can be for someone you love.
Nice.
Yeah.
Simple and effective.
Yeah. It's like, it's not always easy, you know, especially if you care about the person, but it's like, it's worth it, you know.
We're still trying.
For each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. That's really what it's about.
Let's, yep.
All right.
Baby's on the road, trying to find what's gold, and never gonna hold her down. I'm chilling on the sofa, I don't want a yoga, I don't want a life right now. And ooh, see outside it's changing seasons, but I'm burning all my daylight sleeping. I want you to know that I'm still trying. You see through my bed, you know I have my mood. When I'm super low, will you pull me higher?
Baby, be my guru.
We're miles apart, but not at heart, my guru. She called me from a train, headed to a plane, coming for a week or two. Gotta clean my act up, I don't wanna act up, so I gotta find my guru. Ooh, good vibrations swirling around me. Oh, wow. So why does changing hurt so badly? I want you to know that I'm still trying.
Baby, be my guru.
You see through my bed, you know I have my mood. When I'm super low, you pull me higher. We're miles apart, but not at heart, my guru. Hey, got some scruff going, gotta shave it. Get my diet up, no more reading bacon. Get a bathing, I bet it feel amazing. I crawl up from the cave I created in my basement. And even if I'm slow, she's patient with the pace I grow. Oh, you know she is, and when I am alone, she's with me every place I go. I want you to know that I'm still trying. You see through my bed, you know I have my mood. When I'm super low, will you pull me higher?
Baby, be my guru.
We're miles apart, but not at heart, my guru. I said we're miles apart, but not at heart, my guru.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Sounds great. So tell me about this record. I know you guys were in LA some years ago, and you were working as songwriters. And you kind of had a false start almost, right? Like having trouble sort of getting traction. And now these few years later, you got a record with a lot of songs on it. So what was the catalyst? What turned for you guys that let you turn that corner?
Giving up.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like you moved away?
Yeah.
Tell them about that.
I went on a vacation to Denver. It was a weekend family reunion. And I told my cousin, I was like, yo, I'm thinking about moving. And she's like, stay. And so I stayed. And I wrote some cool music. Frost was written during that time, which is the final song on the album. But really, the essence of what Coast Modern was in the months when I moved back to LA. Kind of the new inspiration that we had found from distance.
Yeah, like getting to the edge where you're like almost like I can't do this anymore. And like I was in a similar place, like writing a bunch of pop songs that didn't like resonate with me personally. So we were just like, Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like not fun unless you're feeling it.
And so was that sort of like a leap of faith that you guys took? I mean, it couldn't have been easy to like get to that point and then say, okay, fuck it, now we're going to write the songs we want
to
write.
I have to say, it would be cool if it was a leap of faith, but we got offered a record deal first while I was still in Denver, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what everyone should do then, I guess. That's like the plan, the blueprint. Hey,
put a song online. You might get lucky.
Yep.
Yeah, right. So a lot of these songs on the record, or at least a bunch of them, started off as just like songs you guys made by yourself, uploaded, and were kind of discovered. Yeah, in that order.
Specifically, this next song, "Dive," it was a song that we produced before I moved to Denver. We put it online as an afterthought, and then that was the label's discovery. And then all the songs after that were just us like having fun in a small studio.
Yeah, then it was like freedom. Like, let's just do whatever. Music comes to our heads, and that's then all the other songs started to flow out.
And that's what you needed. That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a great segue to the next song.
Let's do it.
Cool.
Fire in my head, going wild over things we did. Can't believe it, am I dreaming? I just feel like this ain't real life. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. We're alone and we're alive. So take my hand, let's take a dive. Don't hold your breath. We're jumping in, dipping in the pool of life. The water's right. It's sinking in, baby. This is paradise. Fire in my head, going wild over things we did. Can't believe it, am I dreaming? I just feel like this ain't real life. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. So take my hand, let's take a dive. Don't hold your breath. We're jumping in, dipping. Take my hand, let's take a dive. Don't hold your breath. We're jumping in, dipping in the pool of life. The water's right. It's sinking in, baby. This is paradise. Don't hold your breath. We're jumping in, dipping in the pool of life.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
So I'm curious about this format you guys are in. Listening to the record, it's a big sounding record. It's got a lot of like big beats, cool production, some pop sounds, some surf rock, a lot of different psychedelic stuff. It's like a full listen. So when you guys strip down to this kind of format, which sounds really natural for you, is this like the seed of a lot of songs? Do you start this way a lot of the time, or is this not how that happens?
Some of them, yeah. Like Wild Things, Going Down, and Frost can be that, but a lot of times it'll be a beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the important thing for us is that it can stand alone, like on an acoustic guitar and vocal. Like, it's easy to get into production land and like adding bells and whistles, and like when you strip all that away, there's not much of a song there.
Yeah.
So we're always mindful, like, oh, like, does it have a solid foundation? And then you can add the bells and whistles.
Bells and whistles. Do you sometimes start with the bells and whistles,
yes,
and then definitely get to the foundation seconds?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We have to remind ourselves, like, that air horn sound is awesome, but gotta put some chords in there.
Right. And in terms of like the breadth of the album, it's like, I think there are 18 songs on it, mm-hmm. is that right? And those are like, obviously you guys have been sort of collecting songs for several years. That's a lot of songs for one record, a debut record. Was there ever any thought about like, maybe we should put 9 on here and then make a second album?
We're moving so fast. Those 18 songs are actually from like the last year and a half.
Really?
And we have so many more. We put out a mixtape also in the last year with another like 14 songs on it.
The mixtape came like the month before the album.
Yeah. Like tons of songs. Like, we have enough songs for a second album already also, on top of all that.
Yeah.
It's just our workflow is, our process is pretty breakneck, because a big part of our process is not second guessing things and capturing that initial energy, that initial vibe. And then it's that delicate balance to not like overthink it. And
right.
So
just like finish it.
Yeah.
Put it out or
move on.
It's a productive process.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's sort of an amazing pace that you guys are at. I mean, are there a lot of songs on the cutting room floor, or does everything sort of make it through?
I mean, mm-hmm. the ones that we like polish up real nice that end up getting to that stage, like, usually make it on. But yeah, we also had like 7 singles before the album, which is another reason why we were like, oh, we need to give the people like extra goods, because they already have 7
right.
stuff out there.
Is it just the two of you, like in the studio when you guys are doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, jamming in my bedroom.
Yeah, the mixing process is a big thing for us, and we bring in a guy named John Castelli for that part of it, who's a close friend, and so that means that we get to be really involved and like sit there and that final step we bring John in
more bass.
Yeah.
So then, like, years from now, there'll be like a great postmodern like rarities and B-sides record.
Maybe this year.
Yeah, seriously.
Cool. So you guys are going to do one more from the record. What's that one going to be?
What should we do? Hololive?
We could do Hololive for Animals. What you feeling?
Let's do Hololive.
Where you at?
All right. Hololive.
Cool. Dope.
If I remember.
Shake the feeling. These phonies make my blood run cold. That talk ain't got no meaning. The shallow wind is growing old. It's getting hard to fake it. Pretending that I fit this scene. I'm fed up with the chasing. If I lead, would you follow me? Running, running, running from my problems. You'll be sitting pretty, baby, hold on tight. Racing towards a dream on the horizon. Give me something better than this hollow life. I'm starving for an answer. I'm dying for an antidote. This planet's moving faster. Why don't we hurry up and take it slow? And we could chase the sunrise, the sunrise. I've been waiting my whole life to sleep under the moonlight, the moonlight. So tell me what you think. babe. Running, running, running from my problems. You'll be sitting pretty, baby, hold on tight. Racing towards a dream on the horizon. Give me something better than this hollow life. You do. You do. This hollow life. One, two, three, four. Fever's breaking us in two. But in the end, it's just a daydream. Are you feeling like I do? Running, running, running from my problems. You'll be sitting pretty, baby, hold on tight. Racing towards a dream on the horizon. Give me something better than this hollow life you do. It's all an illusion. It's all an illusion. It's all an illusion. It's all an illusion. Running, running, running from my problems. You'll be sitting pretty, baby, hold on tight. Racing towards a dream on the horizon. Give me something better than this hollow life you do. You do. This hollow life you do.
Do. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
So that was three already. I can't believe it. Their debut album is out July 28th. You guys have a show coming up tonight in New York City at the Mercury Lounge.
Yeah,
great room.
Very sweet.
And then you're touring, I think, for a little while. Yeah.
Two more weeks.
Yeah. All those dates, I think, on coastmodernmusic.com. Yeah. So go out and check these guys out. Guys, thank you so much for coming to the Pace Studio and playing for us today. The songs sound great, and I know. You know, so when you're live, I haven't been to a show. I've actually seen you do this before. But on stage, how many people you have with you?
So it's vastly different.
We have a drummer and a bass player. Yeah, it's like night and day.
Night and day.
Yeah.
This is day, and you will be playing
night.
At night.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the difference.
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. So that's Mercury Lounge tonight. Everyone should go check it out. Guys, thanks again for coming to Paste and playing some songs for us. And come back anytime.
Sweet. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks.